Hello.
Hi, my name is Tamia. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
That was me, yes.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. What can I help you with today?
Well, I went online. I am unemployed as of the end of the day, Friday, and I have been doing an exhaustive job search. All week, but I tried to go online to file a claim, but when I get to the point where it has me enter my address, it just kind of spins and spins, and then it says unable to connect to the remote server. So I was hoping maybe I could do it by phone.
Yes, ma'am, I will be glad to help you with your claim. What's your Social Security number?
It is 546-59-8317.
Okay, so that was 546-59-8317.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and for verification purposes, can I have your first and last name and your date of birth?
Micah Allison, and it's 7978.
And what's your mother's maiden name?
Meehan.
Okay. And you said the address is what's giving you problems?
Yeah. Yeah, I go through and I check all the little things like, I haven't worked for the government in the last 18 months, yada yada yada. And then it asks me to put in my address, and then I get nothing. It says it's unable to connect to the server.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna try to answer the questions, ask you the questions for you that didn't get a chance to have an answer. So maybe you did go through this part, but my screen is not showing, but I'm just gonna ask you the
Sure.
questions again. Okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, or writing, or understanding English? And
No.
English is your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
In the last, I mean, I'm a veteran, but you mean in the last 180 days? No.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, and I see you have your driver's license on here. Can I have your driver's license number for verification?
Yeah, 7207627.
Okay, 7207627. Okay. If you're approved for benefits, you have the option to receive direct deposit or the Alabama Vantage prepaid card, which will take 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for the benefits. We recommend checking or savings account. I mean, if you have direct deposit, we recommend checking or savings account. Which would you prefer?
I want to say direct deposit, but I'm going to have to dig for something to make sure I can find my account number.
Okay, take your time.
Let's see. Let me just go online and pull up my account. Maybe that will show it to me. They like to blur everything out these days and only show you the last four numbers and as if I can memorize it. I'm in the account. Let me just figure out where this might document. I'm so sorry.
You're fine.
I assume what you need is an account number and a routing number. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I have a new bank, and they're kind of a disaster. So let's just go ahead and set it up for the card.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll have you on the line forever.
Okay, and for verification, what's your address?
1291 Carson, Carson.
Okay, you said 1-2. I'm sorry, 1291. 91.
Mm-hmm. Carson.
C A R S O N.
Yes, ma'am.
You said Carson Road.
Road West.
Road West.
Mm-hmm. And it's Mobile.
Mobile, Alabama, and what's that zip code?
36695.
Mobile. I know I ain't tripping. Okay, there you go. I'm gonna say. Okay. And what's that zip code?
36695.
36695?
Yes.
Is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Okay, and what's a good phone number? Is it the number you're calling in from now?
Yes, ma'am.
Which is 251-583-3157?
Yes.
Okay, and I do have your address is 1291 Carson Road West, Mobile, Alabama, 36695.
Yes.
Okay, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following professional license have you ever held? Athletic trainer, cardiology, interventional, genetics and microbiology, pediatric.
It's athletic training.
Athletic training, okay.
Yeah.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1997 Plymouth Breeze, 1998 Oldsmobile 88, 2001 Ford F-150, or 2002 BMW 3 Series, or you've never been associated with these vehicles?
What was that Ford F-150? Did that say 01?
Yes, ma'am.
God, that was so long ago. Yes, I believe I had an 01.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 18850 Florida Street, 2757 D4 Mill Road Southeast, 4016 County Road 15, 7045 Williamsburg Court, or you never been associated with these addresses?
7045 Williamsburg Court.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
I don't know what that is, so no.
Okay. Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
And you said the last day you worked was Friday, correct?
Yes.
Okay, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you working on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you registered for or attending school or training? Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal occupation?
I'm sorry, am I available for what?
For all shifts in your normal occupation.
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury? And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
We're talking about a commute, like a drive back and forth.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. 40?
40, okay. And what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Oh, based on what I've been making, 27 an hour.
Okay, do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And what's your job? Can I have your job title and your job description?
Yeah, I'm a claims adjuster. And it's an insurance claims adjuster.
Okay. Okay. Hello. And you said it's for insurance, correct? Okay, so I'm gonna read this one out to you. I'm gonna read the description out to you, and you can tell me if that's the description. Process new insurance policies, modifications to existing policies and claim forms. Obtain. That sounds correct.
No, that sounds like an insurance agent.
Okay, let me see. Let me see. Okay, here's another one. Review settled insurance claims to determine that payments and settlements have been made in accordance with company practices and procedures. Report overpayments, underpayments, and other irregularities. Comfort the legal counsel on claims requiring golly, I'm sorry. Comfort the legal counsel on claims requiring litigation.
Can you read that first one again?
Process new insurance policies, modifications to existing policies and
Oh,
claim
yeah, no, I'm
forms.
sorry. Yeah, that's the agent one. The first description you gave of the second one.
Let me. Which one I waited? Okay, there you go. Review settled insurance claims to determine that payments and settlements have been made in accordance with company practices and procedures.
I mean, I guess that's a possibility, but it doesn't sound exactly
Close.
right. Does it have a title?
Okay, I have a couple titles: adjustment clerk, claim examiners, property and case, insurance adjusters, examiners, in examiners, insurance claim clerks.
Yeah, no, that sounds like an administrative position, not an adjusting position. So no, that wouldn't be it either.
Claims taker, unemployment benefit.
No.
Claims adjust. Oh, I'm sorry. Claims adjusters, in examiners.
Claims adjuster would be a yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna read it to you, and you can tell me if it sounds like a job description.
Okay.
It say review settled claims to determine that payments and settlements have been made in accordance with company practices and procedures, ensuring that proper methods have been followed. Report overpayments, underpayments, and other irregularities. Confer with legal counsel on claims requiring litigation.
Yeah, that's an examiner position, which I've never done. I mean, it's the closest we've come to so far.
Okay, so I'll just pick the one, whichever one sounds close to you.
Okay.
And you are seeking work in your current occupation, correct?
I am what?
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and what's the name of the company you're separating from?
Pilot catastrophe.
And can I have a phone number for that company?
Yeah, let me look it up once. It has an 800 number here. 800-345-2287.
Okay, so that was 800-345-2287.
Yes.
Okay, and when was your start date?
On this go round, I believe it was October 27th of 2021.
Okay. And what city and state was this work performed in?
Mobile, Alabama.
Okay, do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Okay. Or have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay, and why are you no longer working?
I mean, it was essentially a layoff.
Okay.
Work is slow.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
I don't know exactly how much, but I did have income tax withheld.
Okay, yes, ma'am. It's going to be 10% of your weekly.
Oh, you're talking about of this.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
I got to pay them one way or another, right? Might as well.
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to give you a pen, and this pen will be used when you go online to do your portal and your weekly certification online.
Okay.
Are you ready for that pen?
Yes.
Okay. 1778.
Okay.
Okay. And remember, easy way to remember your pen is the last two numbers of your social and the last two numbers of your birth year.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You may be able and available to work and actively seek in full-time work each week you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file on the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. I'm sorry, had to yawn for a minute. If you file on the telephone, the number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. All right, Ms. Allison, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions for me?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Composition Call Center. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.